listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. One of the state's leading child protection advocates has put the call out for more local volunteers amidst a startling 31% rise in reported domestic and family violence offences across Mackay over the past year. Protect All Children's Today's court support programmes designed to empower kids who are victims and or witnesses to crime. Head to pac.org.au to apply or to find out more information. Whitsunday Council will appear again in Proserpine Court later this month, as it failed to have its charges against it thrown out over the Double Lagoon drowning. Chinese national Xuani Zhang and his five-year-old son Chen Wei were pulled unconscious from the bottom of the Early Beach Lagoon in 2018. A statement from a witness at the time indicated that the boy had been underwater for up to 13 minutes before he was noticed. Whitsunday Council was charged for breaching its obligations under the Works Safe and Health Act. And Mackay Airport is looking to fill 50 job vacancies, saying a strong rebound from COVID has seen the airport grow. It estimates 70,000 passengers are passing through the terminal each month, and that number is growing after the arrival of Bonza. A recruitment event is being held at the Ibis Hotel on Thursday in the hope of finding staff for roles in the new retail businesses, maintenance and airport operations. Commercial and ground transport manager Ian Peterson says it's a dynamic environment to work in, with busy peak periods and different types of passengers.
It's a little bit different to maybe working in the average cafe in the local shopping centre, but it is very much a community here within the airport.
Taking a look at local sport, a reinvigorated Mackay Cutters side is gearing up to take on sixth-placed Wyndham Manly Seagulls tomorrow. The Cutters are fresh from their first win of the Q Cup season, and that was against one of the top eight sides. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news, and add to your favourites now.